Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on the podcast. And I will say hello to Al. I have a question for you. How are you, sir?
All right, I'm doing pretty good, Jerry. Pretty good.
Can I, may I start with something that was actually show-related today?
Please, yes.
Now, let me give some props to somebody, an outgoing member of the staff. I will tell you, if you go back and listen to Moment of the Day or listen to the 8:30 segment where we had the whole mistake of Gio mispronouncing the name of BT's podcast. I gotta tell you, it's one thing for Eddie to pull BT clips. I could see how he could get to those quickly enough. But to pull the ones he did, as relevant as he did, and play them when he did, I swear to God, I actually felt in the moment it was scripted. Like, if I was listening, I would have thought that that whole piece was completely scripted, and he knew what we were going to say, when we were going to say it, and then when to play the clips. So props to Eddie, the outgoing engineer board op of this program, because I thought that was some of his best work.
I agree. My uncle Mike, who is a listener of the program, a couple years ago even, we were talking, he asked like how far in advance we set everything up. I go, oh, we don't. He goes, but that guy has all the sound effects. I go, yeah, not sure how he does that.
Like, just here's an example, Mike.
Uncle Mike, yeah.
Uncle Mike. At the very end of it, G very innocently said something along the lines of, I don't know what else you want me to do. And within a fraction of a second, Eddie hits BT screaming, figure it out.
I know, it is unbelievable.
It really is. So props to Eddie. He doesn't need to hear it. He knows it. But it needs to be said.
Yes.
So from time to time, it needs to be said.
It will be sorely missed, Jerry.
And I thought about that when I was walking out. I said to Boomer, because I saw him in the bathroom, and I said the same thing to him. And as I was walking away, I'm thinking, like, those, God bless anybody who gets that job. They will figure out, they'll figure out their own way of doing it. All good. Those moments, though, aren't going to happen.
Right.
And when they do, it's going to be rare. It's going to be the exception, not the rule.
Correct.
And that's of no fault to them. That's just how good he's been.
Yeah, it's going to be a very difficult, probably the most difficult role to fill on the show.
I happen to, right? His war is more than you and me.
His war, yes. Wins, what is it? Wins above replacement.
There you go.
I was going to say wins over replacement. That'd be war.
Wins above replacement.
Wins above replacement. Yep. Yes. Yep.
So there you go.
Going to be trouble. Whoever comes in for Eddie, it's going to be like the, it's going to be like the Knicks coach that comes in for Tibbs. But that's not true because we're not firing it.
Correct. And he's going to be given a lot of leash to learn his way.
The new guy, yeah.
The new coach of the Knicks, if they start 8-15,
yeah.
He might get fired in November.
Yeah.
Or December, rather.
That's true.
Certainly very possible.
This morning, when I was walking my dog at 2:30 a.m., I ran into a fox, the animal, not a...
What did the fox say, Al? Stupid.
So the fox, generally, I've seen the fox before. There's multiple foxes, but I see the fox every now and then, and it normally sees us. I'm larger than a fox. My dog is larger than a fox. It normally goes the other way.
Sure.
It's got no interest in us. The fox today, though, saw us and started coming towards us.
Seemed interested.
Seemed interested in us. And I carry around a flashlight so I can properly see the poop in the grass and make sure I get all the poop when I pick it up. So I was like, you know what? I'll put this flashlight in the fox's eye. It'll chase him away. It didn't. I put it right in his eyes, and he just kept coming towards us. And I was like, what do I do here?
What else you got, bro?
Yeah.
He's coming at you.
My dog, who's normally very docile, even when it comes to fox and other animals, took offense to that and started really growling and barking at this fox, which she has never done before.
How about that?
And the fox didn't run away, but it...
Kind of sauntered away?
It kind of sauntered away.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the dog stepping up.
Sounds you got a ballsy fox in Bradley Beach.
Yeah. So it got me thinking, in our neighborhoods, the suburbs, talking about the suburbs, what animals that are in the suburbs do you think you could fight off if one came at you?
A groundhog.
A groundhog.
But kick it to tomorrow.
But those are bigger.
Fat.
I think sometimes when you say groundhog, you've experienced the groundhog.
Yeah.
I think, because initially, if you would have said groundhog, in my head, I'm thinking like a chipmunk. The groundhogs are large.
Are you thinking like a mole?
Yeah.
A groundhogs chipmunk. They're fat.
Yeah.
And they are, when they become like adult groundhogs. I'm not even going to joke. The baby ones are cute. We see them all the time at the golf course. Their little baby ones are adorable.
Yeah.
But then they get fat and ugly, kind of like men.
Yeah, so men are adorable babies.
And then we get older and fatter and rounder, and we're ugly.
But if one came at you?
Yeah, I'd kick it, I guess, if it was charging at me. I don't know. The raccoon is freaky. We've talked about that. I think a skunk would be an issue.
Oh, I forgot about the skunk.
A squirrel that charges you? I don't know what you do because they're so goddamn fast.
They're fast and wiry.
Yeah, I don't know.
The squirrels.
Now, these are things I've never thought of. I don't know. I mean, deer never come near you. They run away. If one came after you, I don't know. And Tom was a Tommy Boy where they punched it and thought it was dead.
Yeah.
And it was alive in the back of the car.
I've seen a video of a hunter who I guess had, you know, the hunters would put deer urine somewhere on them to attract the deer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a video, I don't know, it went around in the early days of videos going around the internet of this deer on two legs swatting this hunter, bam, bam, wow, across the face, like attacking this hunter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like any animal that you could outrun, that's your best bet, right? So the groundhog, sure, the raccoon, even. Right.
I don't know if you can outrun a groundhog. Have you ever seen them?
A groundhog? A big fat one?
Have you ever seen them scurry?
No.
Dude, they're quick. Very quick.
So you're better shot at kicking it as you...
Yeah.
We're talking if it attacks us. We're not going to go around
for
kicking
sure
groundhogs. But if one came at us...
That was your question.
We had to defend ourselves.
If you got attacked by a suburban animal, you know... But groundhogs are a lot quicker than you would think they are.
Yeah.
So the groundhog, the skunk, the squirrel, the deer. I mean, what else are you reckon?
Well, what about the fox for you, do you think...
I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, there's a family of them living at the golf course right now that we go to every day, and we know where they're kind of burrowing and living. So when we go by them, I tell my kids, just pick up a club just in case you have to defend yourself. But we've walked right by them. Like, there's one, I would say it's a baby fox, you know, maybe like as it's growing. It just sits, it looks like a cat or a dog. It just hangs out and watches us and doesn't seem threatened. We ain't threatening it. But I don't know. I know we have the golf club ready in the event that it charges us, but it has not happened yet.
What about a goose?
Same thing. I mean, you see plenty of them on the golf course, and you got to walk right by them a lot of cases. There's only one time I had a goose maybe a month ago where clearly they had either eggs or a baby. I don't know. And there's an area on this golf course we play at where you hit over the water, and then you got to take a bridge over. Not a big bridge, but you got to take a little, like, trek deck bridge over to get to the other side, and then you walk up the path. It's a par three, so you don't go on the grass. You stay up the path to the green. And for about three or four or five straight days, this goose was sitting right by the bridge when you come over. So this first day we go, and my son's like, what are we doing with this thing? I'm like, nothing. As we got closer, it started going, and it got loud. I'm like, huh. I'm like, all right, well, usually as we approach them, they back away. As I was approaching it, it was walking more towards me and like spitting. I don't want to say spitting, but like
hissing.
Hissing for sure, but it just looked mean. So I'm like, get on the left of me, because there was no other way to get to the green. So I took out my driver, the longest club I had, and I just stuck it out. And I kept the thing at bay. It did not fly at me. It hissed at me. And as we started to walk past it, it retreated. But that's the closest I've ever come to it. I don't know what I would have done.
Right.
I don't know.
The first time you almost were attacked by a suburban animal.
Yes. So, and then we saw the next day, it happened again. And then we were on the next hole and we saw people in golf carts driving around through the 18th hole, through the trees. I'm like, what are they doing? Then it hit me. They had the same issue. They wanted to go around.
Yeah, the thing hissed at them. They didn't think they could defend themselves.
So they went around and went the long way to the green. So, yeah, pretty wild.
Bears, of course, you can't defend yourself. There are certain areas of New Jersey where people have bears.
Yeah, I mean, Florida, you got got alligators and stuff like that.
What about a possum?
I don't even know what a possum looks like, I got to be honest.
They're really ugly.
I'm sure they are.
Like, really ugly. And they're freaky when you see them because you'll see them at night. They're they look like a rat with a ugly face.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
A rat with ugly face.
Yeah. But I think for the most part, the animals don't want to engage with us. But
I would agree with
that. Occasionally, you hear about one, or if one is rabies. One had a bad day. I think the ones near the golf courses, for the most part, think of how many interactions they have with people that go very smoothly.
Yeah.
That they probably just feel like, the humans around here are very cool. They're just, but they do carry around those long metal sticks that they swing around, so I don't want to get in the area of them.
There was a time about my younger son, who's like 6 foot now, he was like up to my thigh, so he had to have been like 3 or 4 years old. And I took him out a golf course called, I'm not even going to say the name of it, but in Manalapan, I'll just say that. And we got, it was me and my two boys, and they had a single that joined us. So we get to like the whatever, 15th hole, 14th hole, whatever. And the guy we're playing with has the ball in the fairway. And right in front of him, about 20, 30 feet, is a group of geese. And I just said to him, like, you wait for them to clear? He goes, no. He goes, I hit right over them. I'm like, okay. So, of course, he mishits the ball and hits a line drive and right into one of the geese.
Really?
The geese got up, stumbled, walked away, and then just fell.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what do we do? Now, I got my son was probably five, maybe 4 or 5. And he's like, what do we do? I'm like, I didn't do it. I don't know. I'm like, let's see what, I think the guy's name was John. I'm like, let's see what John does. John just dropped another ball out of his pocket, played the hole, and just kept walking. I'm like, you got to call somebody.
Yeah.
So I did. I called the pro shop. They wound up getting animal control. To this day, I don't know if the bird died or not. I don't know. But he had no regard whatsoever. He's like, well, I shouldn't have gotten in my way. You should have hit a better shot.
Right.
God. Poor thing wasn't bothering anybody. My son is 15 now. He still brings that up to this day when he sees these geese on the golf course.
I bet.
So, yeah. Other than that, golfers and geese usually get along okay.
The geese, when they have baby geese, when they just come out of the eggs, it is a very short time for them to be teenager geese. Like, where they look like a goose, full colors and everything, but just mini.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the coolest. There are times like these geese near me just had a bunch of babies, but now they're teenager geese. There's 50 of them, and it looks so funny because they're just, it looks like 50 kids running around.
Yeah, it's like your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
50 teenage geese waiting for Al.
I'd rather face 50 teenage geese than 50 teenage humans.
Oh, I don't blame you for that.
No
for
doubt
sure.
about that. You know what I was also thinking? Just said I was walking my dog and I saw a bunch of squirrels. We never see squirrel poop. Ever.
I don't know what it looks like.
But we
Do they poop out dust? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Pebbles?
Because we see bird poop and they're smaller than geese. I mean, they're smaller than squirrels. I don't think I've ever.
Have you ever seen? I guess you've never seen a squirrel poop.
No, I've never seen a squirrel poop.
Why don't you start a YouTube channel?
Or pee.
The pooping squirrels.
I'm going to do what? That'd be a great rock band.
The pooping squirrels?
Squirrel.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Poop look like comes right up, Jerry. Let's see. Typically dark in color and about the size of a grain of rice.
Oh, that's what I said. Right? I didn't say, oh, I said dust. So it's nothing. You wouldn't notice it then.
They can be found in clusters and often have pointed ends. They may have a slight glossy appearance due to the high amount of undigested nuts and seeds.
How would you know it's a grain of rice?
Closely resembling rat feces.
Ooh, okay.
Photograph of squirrel poop. Oh, yeah. You would think that's rice.
I believe it. I mean, I've seen mouse droppings. Obviously, when we first moved into this house, yeah. We had an issue with field mice. And it's tiny.
Really tiny? Are they like balls?
Oh, no, it's like thicker rice.
Wow.
So I would have thought that a squirrel is bigger. So it would have been, but you're right. I've never noticed it.
I think rabbits do little pellets, like little, almost like little balls.
Yeah, like little pebbles.
Yeah, little pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can.
Rabbit turds.
Yeah. I'm going to start to look in areas where there are a lot of.
Oh, you need
squirrels.
Something else to do, my man. I mean, you literally want to actually dedicate some of your time looking for squirrel poop? Are you serious?
Not set aside time, but if I'm in the area is what I'm saying.
In the area of what?
Like where there's a lot of squirrels.
Okay.
I'm just going to say I haven't noticed it, but I haven't looked for it. And if you look for something, maybe you'll see something.
My God. Okay, hey, whatever.
And
whatever
when you see something, say something.
Whatever works for you. Whatever works for you. May I tell you real quick, if we're done with the poop for a second?
Yes, I am done.
I have not had a phone now, a working functional phone, since Sunday morning, I would say. It is fabulous. Now, it works from time to time. It's a very odd situation.
Because it got waterlogged, right?
It got damp or something happened to it on Saturday, and it started acting funky Saturday night. And then on Sunday, I was basically in the red of like, I had 4% and I couldn't charge it. And it didn't have a phone all day Sunday. And then I was able to charge it, but only to like 18% on Monday morning. So within an hour, it was in the red again and I couldn't even see anything. And then it died Monday. I had nothing on the rest of Monday, nothing Tuesday. Yesterday, it worked for a little while, but it's dead again. It has been just awesome.
And what's the game plan for you in this phone?
I'm going to go get a new phone on Monday. But the problem for me is I haven't had, when you go get a phone, it takes time.
Yeah.
Especially when they transfer all your stuff over and everything. So I know I can't go run, like today, could I theoretically go there at 1 o'clock and do it? I suppose. I have to leave at 2:30 though for my son's baseball game down in Long Beach Island or wherever the hell it is. So I can't even go today. I couldn't go yesterday because I was golfing with my dad. I can't go today. Tomorrow, I can't go. Saturday, I'm not going to be home. I'm not going on Sunday, so probably Monday I'll go after work. So I'm going to go like 8 or 9 straight days without a real functioning phone. I love it.
Do you feel out of touch?
I don't care. I don't know. Out of touch with who?
Like if the family needs you?
So my parents, my brother, and my kids and my wife know. My sister might too. Like they know how to just email me. So I check my email once an hour. But like at the banquet the other night, I'm looking around. They're in a lull. Everybody's on their phone. And I'm just like, wow, I'm bored. And I'm just looking around. And, you know, at first you go to reach for it. I will tell you, a few days out now, I don't even think for it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm a big reach for the phone guy.
I know, and I was too. I don't think, if you had to go 5 or 6 days without it, I think you start to basically wean yourself off it a little bit to where now I almost feel like, do I really need a phone? I know I do, and I'm getting one Monday. But I be honest with you, I'm kind of good.
What about one of these phone, the non-smartphones where it's just texting and calling?
Well, I could do that because I do have a tablet. A small tablet that I could carry. It just means I got to bring two things with me, especially when I'm on the road or I got games or that's where I really kind of need the phone. But yeah, I could do that, I suppose. I'm going to check my options on Monday.
Yeah, do that. And
check
my
options. I will. I will do that. But it's kind of cool. I'll tell you this. If I could get a dummy down phone like that that connects to my watch, I'd be cool with that. That would be fine. But we shall see.
Can make it just a minimalist phone. Only download a couple of apps on it.
Well, look at it this way. I work with a guy that doesn't have TV, and you can work with a guy that doesn't have a phone in the year 2025.
Right. You'd be like, hey, did you see that game? I didn't, Jerry. I don't have a TV. I tried calling you, but I don't have a phone.
Two morons, I swear to God.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nasty weekend.
Crappy Friday. And Sunday looks okay, but Friday and Saturday look
crappy Friday as well?
Yeah, that's what I just saw. I don't know.
Feel good Friday?
That's what I just saw.
All right, well, maybe it'll turn around.
Yeah, it was supposed to be sunny. Now it looks crappy. Mm. I don't think it's turning again, but maybe.
Let's turn, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right, warm up next. So!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.